InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
Take it. He's going to blow up everything they got. So well done, Mr. President. Well done to our military. I'm very happy tonight.
Okay, and it is wrapping up. But the president did highlight that this was really a far more imminent threat than people perhaps knew.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Oil has exploded. One of the biggest jumps in its history in one day after Trump's speech last night that signaled continual war. His budget, Bloomberg is reporting, signals that we're moving to a wartime economy, just like the EU. Israel just blew up Iran's top negotiator, killing his wife and critically wounding him. Oil surges after Trump's speech, ground invasion this weekend, plan to seize uranium. Iran vows crushing response with huge bombardments launched after his speech last night. Some of the biggest yet, with Trump saying they're out of missiles, which is complete crap. They don't even have a BB gun. No, Trump was not a BSer and a liar in the past because I went over everything he said. He's one of the most accurate, quote, politicians I've ever seen. Now it is contradictions, lies, BS, craziness, insane statements. Oh, we can't help with Medicare and Medicaid or with daycare. No, we're going to cut that. We're in a war now. If you're going to do that, sure as hell don't say it ahead of the midterms. Good. I mean, you talk about blowing your feet off with a shotgun, and it's getting worse by the minute. And the vast majority, all the polls show it, conservative pollsters that are trusted and don't want to lie about Trump, Mark Mitchell and others, he is at 33 points. He was at 56 just six, 7 months ago. He's lost 80% of the independents that voted for him in polls. He's lost half of under 45 males. This is a bloodbath politically. And you've got the coterie of influencers just sycophantically, oh, no, sir, everything's great. And he's surrounded by literal Jonathan Pollard Israeli spies, and he's groveling to them on TV, and they're at the White House calling him Jesus. Trump has lost his mind. Absolutely, folks. We have to admit this to somehow have an intervention. Getting back on course, you know, I know a bunch of White House insiders, and they're privately, you know, don't you quote me, but God, no, he just starts screaming at people now, and he doesn't want to hear anything negative, and all he listens to is Mark Levin. He basically sits in Mark Levin's lap. You saw Lindsey Graham looking completely psychotic. Let's go out to break with that. I'm so happy. We've got all this war. You know, he's happy. He was just at Disney World with the Princess Juan following little girls around. Here it is. We'll be right back.
Take it. He's going to blow up everything they got. So well done, Mr. President. Well done to our military. I'm very happy tonight.
Okay, and it is wrapping up. But the president did highlight that this was really a far more imminent threat than people perhaps knew.
Oh, yes. So we've heard of the Spear of Destiny that Hitler wanted, the spear that supposedly pierced dry side, but no. Lindsey has the Wand of Destiny.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. and Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knives, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That we ever have slow news days. I've been on air 32 years this month on the 15th of our anniversary, and I've never seen a slow news day. But the amount of things happening in this compressed, accelerated civilization in a day didn't used to happen in a year when I was first on air. It's all coming out. You name it, it's coming out. Now, the old globalist order fell apart, started 18 years ago when China double-crossed them, but it was clear in the last five, 6 years it was done, but that in that power vacuum would come a new system. And we had a lot of discussions about, we better talk about what that is. I said 1776 worldwide, freedom, justice, nations dealing, you know, together through sovereignty. And Trump was hitting on all cylinders the first 6 months of his administration, and then he made an abrupt turn as soon as Elon left. And things have just gotten worse since then. And now, we are seeing foreign policy of five, six contradictions a day by Trump. Lies. Or he's out of his mind. Either way, it's a disaster. I don't know. Total cuckoo town. But what we know is the globalists behind this are advising him, and they want a worldwide financial collapse to consolidate control. That has been their main North Star mission. And what have I been saying before he even got reelected? I said they're going to try a new virus, but people are aware of that, so that probably won't be it. It will be a war. It will be Iran and or both Russia. And Trump's smart enough not to go to nuclear war with Russia, despite the neocons trying to get us going there, and the psychotic Democrats willing to bomb them with heavy missiles, and all the sneak attacks and Operation Spiderweb. So instead, they're going with Iran. And Iran has not fallen. Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz. It is sending shockwaves just a month into the world economy, only 32 days into this war starting. And Trump gives a speech last night with no exit ramp after now 18 times saying the war is basically over, we won, or the war is over, or, oh, we've already had regime change. We've gotten what we want. He said that. Hegg has said it the last 48 hours. And I said, he can only do this thing saying the war is over and the Strait of Hormuz will be open soon three or four times until the markets react with disaster. Because every time it stays closed, it goes up. He says the problem's fixed. It goes down. I said, how many times do you do that? Three, four times? Five times maybe? You notice last night's speech had the opposite effect. The biggest one-day increase in oil prices ever. It was like $14 an increase so far. It's growing. It's 13 an hour ago. It's like 14 bucks up. Trump says Iran no longer a threat. U.S. will keep hitting country very hard in next phase. So you're no longer a threat, but now we're going to blow your water supplies up. Meanwhile, Vance was set to meet today telephonically via, you know, video link, Zoom or whatever they're using, with the main Iranian negotiator. Well, the Israelis blew him and his wife up overnight. She's dead. He's in critical condition. And that's what the Iranians keep saying. Every time we try to negotiate, you kill us. And boy, is Lindsey Graham happy. And Israel said last week, we're not stopping. Just like they, 32 days ago, initiated the attack because they heard Trump wasn't going to do it. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, everybody, told him, don't do it. There's no exit, less than a 10% chance you have success of a regime change. But then Trump tells everybody, oh, there's nothing left, but we're going to the main phase now, blowing up their water and electricity supply that targets the public we supposedly love so much over there. So this is wildly illegal, wildly unpopular. I've talked to top pollsters. It's not just establishment pollsters. Trump is at his all-time low, 33 points. It will devastate the midterms. It will devastate the economy. It already is. It will supercharge inflation. The Federal Reserve will raise interest rates. They're already saying they are. And this kills the whole plan, which then puts us into default. The country goes bankrupt. We already are. And the globalists get their great reset. Yeah, a new statement. Get that video. I forgot that. Trump admits he's easily seduced by bad people. What? I mean, we got clip 31. In fact, what happens when somebody is in early stage dementia? And by the way, Yahoo got it wrong. It was at the top of Yahoo, and my dad got calls. Everybody, I talked a few days ago about my grandfather, my mom's dad, smartest guy I probably ever knew, very eccentric. All about the New World Order, globalist, everything else, you know, space travel, quantum mechanics, everything. He'd done it all, Army Air Corps, prospector, lease hound, wildcatter when he was young, businessman, all of it, astronomer. But the last year from a stroke, he was out of his mind, like a bad three-year-old. And I consider him dead then. That's not my grandfather. So I said with my grandfather, you know, it's like Trump. He was this good man overall, and the things he did was good overall. He had a lot of courage. This is not the same man. And they headline, Alex Jones talks about his father in dementia and his father dying. My dad doesn't have dementia. He's not dead. They just can't get anything right. Just a correction there. You all heard it about my grandfather. What was that? Monday. So with early dementia, it's like a light bulb that's about to go out. Remember old incandescent ones where they would get brighter and they kind of start going in and out for a day or so, and then be gone. Sometimes, you know, they pop at the end. So Trump will blaze bright and say something really true and smart, and then he'll get dim, and then he'll kind of buzz and flash and crackle. And that's why you'll have 5-6 times a day. I mean, oh, we won. It's over. No, it's going to go on forever. Total destruction. I'll never let him have the straight. Yes, we're giving up the straight. I'm getting out of NATO. We're staying in NATO. And when you know people in early dementia, that is exactly what they do. And so I think we're dealing with the madness of King George III here. And unlike Biden, who was just completely out of his gourd before he even stole the election, with Trump, you know, maybe if he started working 8 hours a day, maybe if he got the right medical attention, he's got swollen ankles, the neocons attack me, you're insane, that means nothing. Folks, when you got ankles that big, you got congestive heart failure, okay? I know people that have gotten who are totally healthy, who've got a viral infection of the heart, and the right side of their heart starts failing. They get on the right medication, get it fixed. Their ankles swell up, their stomach swells up. They get them on medication, the heart heals, they go completely back to normal. I mean, I've had family that's happened to. Most of you have. You know this. Ankles from this big to this big, baby, you're in heart failure. That's what that means. And they attack me like, oh, you're just criticizing our dear leader. No, I'm not. I was the first guy years before he stole the election to say Biden had a serious cognitive decline. He already had, but he was like, he went down overnight. And I said, he had a stroke or something. So we got a big, big problem. And so he'll say something incredibly true. Then he'll say something incredibly wrong. Then he'll contradict that. Then he'll do it again. Oh, we can't help with Medicare and Medicaid. We can't increase funding for that. And that's always the big third rail situation that you know you don't touch. That's political suicide. And he comes out last night and says, we can't help with daycare, Medicare, and Medicaid. We're in a war. And his new budget is a wartime economy. And changes what he was doing before about a recovery here. So Trump is off the rails, folks. I support the old Trump. And I see the neocons all over the place. They're all attacking me everywhere. Oh, Jones is doing this for clicks. He's joined the grifters to attack Trump. The Democrats don't listen to my show. The Democrats don't buy my products. I'm a populist, conservative, Christian nationalist. I'm trying to get policies done. I'm trying to save the country. I don't come up with an idea or what I'm going to say on air because it makes money. I sell good products to make money. I don't think about what will get me ratings. I think about what's true. I've been on the air since before social media. But again, those attacks are just ridiculous. You can openly see, this earpiece just keeps falling off. You know, the key to this is attaching it in the middle, not on the side. As of late, it keeps getting attached on the side for some reason. But I'm going to try this again here and see if I can do a show today as best I can. All right. There we go. Let's just start over now. So, no one who's paying attention can deny that Trump has become extremely erratic. Now, some people try to cover that and say, well, he's doing negotiations, he's trying to confuse people. Now, I've seen his tactics before where he'll have a low tariff, they come back and say no. He does a super high tariff, so they come back and accept what he wanted. That's a negotiation. That is not what this is. He is all over the map. It is destroying confidence in the economy. And no one in their right mind can say the feds aren't going to go in with legislation to shore up Medicare and Medicaid. That is political suicide. No one can deny that. Then bizarre statements about, well, I let really evil people influence me and I shouldn't. And of course, he's talking about the neocons in Israel, but in his very speech, he then demonized anyone questioning Charlie Kirk's murder, that there could be accomplices, and says they should have their asses sued off. Of course, it's coming out. He wasn't shot with 30-odd-6 bullet. The ATF says it isn't that bullet. Of course it's not. Anyone that knows about ballistics and shot things with high-caliber rifles like a 30-odd-6 knows that's pure crap. So Trump is surrounded by sycophants, by people that just want to make money. That's one level. Then a bunch of Israeli spies who are completely out of their minds and thinking one-dimensionally about their power in Israel itself, not just Israel's power, but a group in Israel. And it is a runaway train over the edge of a cliff. And all the people at Mar-a-Lago and their tuxedos and just the delusion of being around power, when it, you know, to play dress up, that's not me. I don't want to be in D.C. I don't want to be around the power. I don't want to be in Hollywood. I don't want to be at the A-list parties. I was invited to all that. Couldn't stand it. But so many people think that's success. That's how the Democrats are with Hollywood and the media and their parties and their cocktail parties and their delusional garbage. I want to change trends. I want to empower humanity. I want to go to the stars. I want life assisted technology. I want to get us off the eugenics, death cult, depopulation cult track. I want to get us off the population collapse track. I'm thinking big like Elon Musk is. And I think you're thinking big as well. I want results. I want my life to matter. I'm pro-humanity. I love humanity. By extension, I think of everyone out there as if they're an extension of me, and I'm an extension of you. I'm an individual, but in our species, we are a collective. And that is how you transcend and live forever. That's what God's looking for. So as I predicted weeks ago and again on Monday, I said, Tulsi Gabbard will be gone within 1 month. And when I saw Trump on Monday, asked about her, he goes, yeah, she's all right. Yeah, sure. I don't want to talk about her. Gone, because she didn't lie to him about the war. She's a good person. Now, Pam Bondi, Trump wants prosecutions of his enemies because he knows they're coming after him when he's out of office. At least he's still got that instinct. She is horrible, servile, controlled by Susie Wiles. So, Trump, if you don't like Pam Bondi, who they're saying he's getting ready to fire, and I think it's about to happen, I predict that'll be done within 3 weeks, a month. How do we get back to that old Trump, and how do we get him to realize it's Susie Wiles, it's her boss from the lobbying firm? So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen, and it is insane to the maximum level. We'll be breaking it all down today. Kyle Serafin, who's batting 1,000 on his predictions and analysis, will be joining us next hour on the Capitol police officer that some investigative journalists connected to the pipe bombing at the Blaze. Turns out she was questioned about the pipe bombing by the FBI and given a lot of her tests and failed it in royal flush. We'll also look at the assassination of Kirk and the bullet not being a 30-06, according to the ATF. We will look at Bondi and her departure and all of his intel, the latest on Epstein, and more. And we have other guests as well I'll tell you about later in the transmission. But let's go ahead and go to those clips that I just mentioned. Let's go to 30 first and then 31. Here's Trump dismissing Medicare and Medicaid. And then they talked, the White House talked to Bloomberg, and they said, no, we're going on a wartime economy. Can't worry about that little stuff. So that's political suicide. And then you have Trump in a moment of truth. Oh, I let really evil people influence me. Here's the clips.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes, but they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But we, it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection.
And then he points at Mark Levin, who is his brain now, Israeli operative, and says, you know, I've listened to evil people before, but what he's saying is, now I listen to you, which he said on Truth Social a bunch. You don't know what I'm going to do. This is my brain. This is my God. This is my master. And he looks at Mark and says, I'm easily seduced by bad people. Of course, he's really talking about him, but he means, no, I no longer listen to the evil Tucker Carlson and the evil Tulsi Gabbard and the evil Joe Kent. Here's the clip.
And the other thing, this was not part of what I wanted to do, but we've done it, I guess, through sheer force of personality. We have a regime change like nobody thought was possible. They said, what do you mean you have regime change? My friend, great show. I love this guy. He's so nice to me. Every time I watch, and I appreciate. You know, we're not supposed to be seduced that way, right? But I am. When somebody's nice to me, I love that person. Even if they're bad people, I couldn't care less. I'll fight to the end for them. So I appreciate it. But, you know, I mean, I want to see no nuclear weapon. But we also won regime change. They said.
But you're not allowed to strike somebody first for regime change. That's illegal. So it's not regime change, right? What a bizarre, crazy statement. Yeah, I remember Roger Stone. When we broke that big Kennedy news, that had like 100 million views with the insider Democrat DNC head saying, yeah, you know, LBJ killed Kennedy. When we broke that, and it literally 100 million views on X alone, it was all over the news. Trump was watching a nighttime show we did, so he calls Roger up, they call me up. And it's all, it was last year, it's all, well, wow, show look, you know, you're so great. Well, you know, you'll come up to the White House soon, come to dinner. And then Roger went that weekend and had dinner, and I, you know, didn't go. But the point is that Trump's like a little kid, and once the man, twice the child, as William Shakespeare said, that's what's happening now. Now, here he is on the Strait of Hormuz. Israel goes and starts it. We get drug in. The Iranians have closed. They put a $2 million toll on every ship. The Navy knows they can't go in there because of all their artillery and missiles, which Trump had a clip yesterday admitted, oh, they have all these missiles, short range, we can't bring ships in. So it's up to you. After we, under Israel's control, go and start it. What a bizarre, reckless statement and policy. And we're just supposed to sit here and watch a never-Trumper enemies all lined up and told, you will now salute these people and all the good people and all the combat veterans and all the patriots, they're out. You are betraying us, Trump. We are not betraying you. And we got to get organized and focus on the Democrats and how evil they are. And at a certain point, this is too crazy what Trump's doing and the economy and everything. We got to cover. We got to put pressure on him to not have boots on the ground. He says he's backed away from that, which probably means they're going to strike, like some sources are saying, this weekend. And if we cross that line, all the analysts agree, full commitment, we're screwed. And hey, I hope the Iranians fall. I'm rooting for us, even though I don't agree with these policies. I'm not happy about this. I don't want to see Trump do this and this be a 10 times worse disaster so I can be right. Here's Trump on the Strait of Hormuz, clip 7.
The countries of the world that do receive oil through the Hormuz Strait must take care of that passage. They must cherish it. They must grab it and cherish it. They can do it easily. We will be helpful, but they should take the lead in protecting the oil that they so desperately depend on. So to those countries that can't get fuel, many of which refuse to get involved in the decapitation of Iran, we had to do it ourselves. I have a suggestion. Number one, buy oil from the United States of America. We have plenty. We have so much. And number two, build up some delayed courage. Should have done it before. Should have done it with us, as we asked. Go to the Strait and just take it, protect it, use it for yourselves. Iran has been essentially decimated. The hard part is done, so it should be easy. And in any event, when this conflict is over, the Strait will open up naturally. It'll just open up naturally. They're going to want to be able to sell oil because that's all they have to try and rebuild. It will resume the flowing, and the gas prices will rapidly come back down. Stock prices will rapidly go back up. They haven't come down very much, frankly. They came down a little bit, but they've had some very good days over the last couple of days.
So Israel and the United States start this. 3 weeks ago, Trump orders the Navy to go in there and escort ships. They say, sir, we can't do it because they have thousands of pieces of artillery, missiles, you know, right in there. It's a fish in a barrel. And so Trump goes, hey, all of you go in there now. You go and stop them. And then he just says, well, if we pull out, it'll just go back to normal because they want to sell it. Yeah, and put a toll on everybody. But already we've got almost a month of it closed, and that sent all these shockwaves. And that's if his gamble works. And we had a negotiation set with our head negotiator today with J.D. Vance, and Israel blew him and his wife up. She's dead. He's fighting for his life. They always say that. He's probably dead. So there you go. Israel's already said, we're not stopping, bro. So there you go, who's in charge of America? President Benjamin Netanyahu and his vice president, Mark Levin. That's it. That is our president and vice president. We didn't vote for them, but they are the presidents. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. I've given this to 500 people. Only 3 people didn't feel it right away. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
Personally, I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. I was telling you, I've had a little bit of a cold for the past few days, under-rested. It felt like my brain was working at 50% capacity, just felt slow. And now, what's it been, a half hour or so, it feels like I'm back up to 80%. So yeah, that's my experience. Feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them.
You, and be honest, I know you will be. Because we're always trying to find a better methylene blue. If you've got one that's better, you said you've taken it before. Did you feel the same thing with the other methylene blue?
No, with other ones I've tried, I didn't have a perceptible difference. Yeah, didn't notice anything.
Well, I got to tell you, like it. Bigly, I said, go find me the best. They said, this place doesn't sell it to people. They sell it for medical dyes for arteries instead of like iodine, radioactive iodine. They use this for tracking blood clots or something. And I said, okay, great. So you got to deal with them? I said, well, let me get it. And I've taken a bunch of different brands before. It didn't really do much. I was like, bam, when I did it. And I was like, so they hit a home run with this. So you're saying you've taken, we didn't talk about this beforehand. We just asked you. You've taken others before, though, did not feel like this.
Yeah, that's true. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it.
Yeah, my understanding, you mentioned this, methylene blues, they're not all created equal. Some, I believe, are like a fish aquarium grade,
yeah.
But they sell it to humans. So what you found, I'm stoked to really...
Look, I love Bigly. Their rule is go out and get the best. Most of our products are private label. It's already top rated. So I said, get the best methylene blue. So I think we've got the best. JP Sears didn't even know this backstory that you all know. You just saw what just happened to him. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Kyle Seraph is joining us the next hour. Then I'm going to open the phones up, take your calls, and Mike Lindell's popping in and other special guests today. Then the War Room, 3 p.m., the great Harrison Smith. Be sure and stay with us and share the word on that, because that's how we reach new people. That's how we win the info war. Before I get into the rest of Trump and then the other geopolitical news and the economy news and just all the insanity and Pam Bondi on her way out, which is good news. Trump still has some instincts that, hey, they're going to come after you, buddy. You better go after the deep state. If you want to be the deep state, it looks like you better get rid of the old one, just from a cynical perspective. But I told you, Gabbard's on the chopping block. Now that's confirmed. Really bad news there. The Capitol Hill police officer lady that now works for the CIA, probably already did. The one that investigators at the Blaze thought was a suspect. Kyle Seraphim was staked out next to her house right after the J6 under orders for whatever reason. That's on record. Talk about coincidence. Counterterrorism. She failed an FBI polygraph. She got questioned about being the pipe bomber and failed it. Boy, isn't that interesting? That's coming up with Kyle Seraph and a lot more second hour. But let me just give you, again, a brief update. I'm going to shoot a longer one soon, probably today or tomorrow. about the future of InfoWars. We've survived so many attacks. We've gone through so much together. And you've had the rig lawsuits and the Democrat Party and the DOJ and the CIA and all of that. And now the third court of appeals in Texas signaled they're going to overturn it. And it's now been tied to the other judgment. They combined them legally, so they're in big trouble on that. The Connecticut ruling. The Supreme Court refused to hear. And so they're in this no man's land where they got a Texas receiver appointed by the Democrat judge, the literal Antifa Soros judge, Gloria Gamble, that ran the show trial, the first one for HBO. She, over a year ago, ordered a receiver in here, a year and a half ago. He committed suicide when his wife left him. Didn't know the guy, didn't know if he's good or bad, never talked to him. But he never showed up. He just killed himself. And then they appoint this new one, I've only met once, and won't even basically talk to me. But the way it's been explained to me is because it's all going to be overturned at the Supreme Court, there's massive damages if they actually close the company because they don't want it sold. They don't want money. The Democrats say, we want him off the air. But then they're asking the receiver appointed by the court to come close us, but he won't actually come grab anything. And he says he's not allowed to sell it with the plaintiffs. So he's saying basically that they're going to turn the lights off and not pay the rent, even though there's plenty of money to pay the rent and the internet. So as of yesterday, all these bills are coming due, and I'm just going to sit here on air till the lights turn off, not giving up. And God may come through with some miracle, whatever. It still stayed at the, for like 8 months at the third court of appeals. They just sit on it. You know, they said during the oral arguments, we're probably going to rule against this. This is insane. We've never seen anything like this. The lawyer on their side laughed at him and said, does it matter what you do, and ran out laughing. I mean, this was in the news. Bloomberg reported on this. Bizarre. Like, I literally did a witch cackle and ran out and then down the hall cackling, heard him go down the stairs laughing. It was bizarre. People were like, what the hell was that? So it looks like none of them want to take the blame for shutting us down. So they're just sitting on it and waiting till we shut down. And there's not a lot of extra money in free speech systems. We don't have to pay the bills, pay all the stuff, do all that. But we have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns and runs, and the shopping cart and a bigger studio that's getting built. And so we'll just move on. They've got satellite uplink contracts. The stations are contacted. We'll flip over seamlessly. I mean, if they cut us off right now, they could turn the power off. I mean, who knows? But it's not really that late yet. But as we go out 2 weeks, 3 weeks a month, it's going to get turned off. We think first you'll see InfoWars turned off because they're not paying for the bills for the bandwidth. And then the landlord is like, well, we'll work with you. You've been a great tenant for 17 years, but whoa, this is, what are we supposed to do? There's all these other things. So I'm just sitting here saying, I'm not giving up. They're going to have to turn the lights out. And they've already done that. Turned the internet off before, so I had to run over there for a few days. Judge overruled that. But now the federal judge has said, I wash my hands. Because it was a criminal investigation, not of him, but of the judge that had to step down, Judge Jones, also out of the Southern District of Texas, for a bunch of corruption. And the reason he was being investigated is his girlfriend ran this big law firm that he gave tens of millions of dollars of business to and rulings to, that she lived with him. She was the U.S. trustee for the DOJ's lawyer that in May of 2024 ordered private security in here to close the doors on a court order. And I get on the phone with the private security company and they go, yeah, there's no order. You know, you don't have to yell at me. I wasn't yelling, but I kind of was. He goes, listen, don't yell at me. I know. They just told us go there. Now the woman's saying, I'm with the Justice Department. Follow my order. And he's like, you don't have an order. We're not going to kick people out of a building with our guys wearing sidearms if you don't have a court order or something. That woman was under criminal investigation being deposed by the feds at the time. It came out in Bloomberg AP like a year later with the judge. And we're literally sent in here, I guess, to some mission to be have the charges dropped or not be charged to do that to me. And we've done reports and listed them and showed them articles and stuff. That is just one small piece of this, okay? And don't worry, we're suing them all. And again, the federal court's sitting on the suit right now. They're all just sitting there because We caught them, folks. We caught Connecticut, Texas, the Paul Weiss, big top Democrat law firm. That's the top one. Hillary Clinton's law firm. Bill Clinton's law firm. Joe Biden's law firm. Barack Obama's the law firm has been running this. And so they are completely, the state court is, she don't say a word anymore because we got them. We deposed them. We got the documents. We got whistleblowers. They know that. And so they're just hoping that if they don't, because they're in control of the company, let us pay the bills, we'll go away. No, it's going to be a huge news story and we'll be right back on the air. If the power's turned off, it'll take me 30 minutes to get to the other studio and get fired up. But if we get any notice, there will not even be, when they turn the internet off, remember last year, or late 2024, actually, that time, we were not off the air. We ran, well, they kicked Harrison off, turned it off during his show. We were off about 35 minutes. So if they think this is going away, it ain't going away. That's why they have all these articles. Jones will finally be off the air. AP, Reuters, MSM, no. They want to convince you that when they take the URL InfoWars and turn the lights out here, we're gone. No, we're not. Because you're not, and I'm not, and our crew isn't. And then I no longer own it. They can no longer harass all that stuff. They could try to go into a brick wall because I literally don't own it and don't run. I'll just be the news director. And we're going to bring in all these new hosts and all this new crew. And if you think we were powerful and effective before, bitch, you ain't seen nothing yet. If your mission is to silence me, I won't just stay on air. I will become more influential, more effective because I got a posse of black and white and Hispanic and old and young and Asian and Christian patriots, not just in America, but around the world. And they're going to promote our new news sites. They're going to promote the shows. They're going to promote it because they know the bad guys don't want it. And this incredible crew, the real survivors, the ones that went through hell, they will be the new leaders in the expansion. So this test, putting us through this, has only made us stronger. That's why it's so important for you to stand with us. And if the lights turn off tomorrow or next week or whatever, say, okay, go to X, go to Rumble. Where is he? He should be announced on the new news site, all the stuff. And you can say, well, why don't you do it now? The way these jerks work, they're going to claim that I'm promoting a, you know, this new thing or this new stuff over here or whatever. So they have, no, it'll just be completely down, new things, up. You know what it is, it's the Alex's Network, but all the stuff that comes with it. But the difference is I'm on the offense, major civil rights lawsuits with the proof on their ass. But that takes funds. So to do a hardcore show like this that changes the world, you have to understand you have to go through hell to do it. That's why we're the most attacked broadcast in history. Because we know the enemy's number. We got their ass. So when you go to thealexshowstore.com, you're not just getting incredible products that work. Obviously, I want to sell you something that works so you get it again and again. You are funding your own future and standing on the front line in the war against the globalist. Pentagon tells you, and it's true, 90%+ of war is informational. We got the facts, they got the lies. You are involved in your own self-defense. This broadcast has produced the major revolution worldwide we see. We are recognized by the bad guys and the good guys as the epicenter, the zenith point, the genesis point. The detonator of all of this, that means you. You get the credit. So, we have a limited edition, 1776 line, launching today at thealexshowstore.com of classic InfoWars designs and new InfoWars designs with, on the right-hand shoulder, 1776. The classic, all-time bestseller, navy blue on red, now has a 1776 limited edition. Camo with black on it, camo with black, all the hats, dozens of new designs, limited edition. We also have the 250th anniversary line, amazing designs. You are the InfoWar. It lives forever. It continues on, gets bigger. We have the 2026 250th anniversary of our Republic line of hats and shirts. We We have the American Supply Co. line that I designed that people really like. It's all there, and it's a piece of history, and you underwrite your own future when you go there and get these limited edition shirts. And while you're at it, get our new T3, cleanest, purest, best iodine out there, even better next to, the same but a little bit stronger. And the bovine colostrum and the amazing zeolite to detoxify, it's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And by the way, we stream the show on there. So you'll be able to go to thealexjonesstore.com when we shut down, and you'll find all the new sites, all the new links, all the new information right there. And the feed is already on the site, where you can always watch us on the site and on the free app on Android and on Apple as well. At the Faraday cage backpack that's so amazing with the trench knife and all the free goodies in it. $600 value for $249. VIP members get it below cost, $199. That's getting close to selling out. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. This is history. Thank you so much for standing with us through all of this. We can't do it without you, and I salute and thank you all. Please support all our local AM and FM stations. Spread the word about them. Support their sponsors. Become a sponsor. Pray for them. They're so special, reaching masses of people. And, of course, support our links and promote our links and follow us at Real Alex Jones on X, the backup AJ and Live on X, and the Alex Jones Show on Rumble and more. So mark it down. Put it on your refrigerator door as the great George Strait would say. Mark this down. Put it on your refrigerator door that we will continue on as long as you stand with us, and I salute you and I thank you. All right, let me stop there. So, the ultra bizarre clip of Trump looking at Mark Levin, let's play it again, 31, saying, oh, he loves me, I love him, oh, he's so good, he says nice things about me, even if people are bad and evil, I still like them if they say nice things about me, so bizarre. In the same speech, we can't take care of Medicaid and Medicare anymore, now we're a wartime economy. I mean, what? And he's saying push it to the states, but he wasn't clear about it. That alone, devastating. Oh, we didn't start this. It's time for the Middle East to take care of the Strait of Hormuz. What? Of course Israel didn't drag us in. And Lindsey Graham, I'm so happy we're in full war. And the new clips I haven't gotten to, but play 30 and 31, then play 27. And then I'm going to get into them saying Trump's Jesus at the White House after that. Here's the clips.
Because the United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too. They should pay. They have to raise their taxes. But they should pay for it. And we could lower our taxes a little bit to them to make up. But it's not possible for us to take care of daycare. Medicaid, Medicare, all these individual things, they can do it on a state basis. You can't do it on a federal. We have to take care of one thing, military protection. And the other thing, this was not part of what I wanted to do, but we've done it, I guess, through sheer force of personality. We have a regime change like nobody thought was possible. They said, what do you mean you have regime change, my friend? Great show. I love this guy. He's so nice to me. Every time I watch, and I appreciate. You know, we're not supposed to be seduced that way, right? But I am. When somebody's nice to me, I love that person. Even if they're bad people, I couldn't care less. I'll fight to the end for them. So I appreciate it. But, you know, I mean, I want to see no nuclear weapon. But we also won regime change. They said,
take it. He's going to blow up everything they got. So well done, Mr. President. Well done to our military. I'm very happy tonight.
Okay. And it is wrapping up. But the president did highlight that this was really a far more imminent threat than people perhaps knew.
So you got Trump talking about being seduced by the dark side of Mark Levin. You got Lindsey Graham making a demonic face, saying he loves war and death, and smiling when he's not at Disney World following small children around with a bubble wand in his hand. I mean, this is mental illness. This is insane people on a power trip, out of control. And remember, the Democrats want nuclear war with Russia and wanted to bomb the whole country with heavy weapons. So they're even crazier. So you've got world-class nuts over there. Trump's a junior nut now. So the Democrats are all running around taking him out of context. Oh, Jones has turned against Trump. No. No, he's now entering the league of Lunaticville with you. But he's junior to you. So don't lie, okay? You're the enemy. Let's get that straight. And what Trump's doing, even if this was successful, which it's not, obviously, is incredibly unpopular and destroys his economic recovery. And again, it's not just about money. The globalists want us permanently poor for their whole agenda for social engineering, the social credit score. They want us domesticated. They want us by the huevos rancheros. So here's Paula White. And I like Trump having religious leaders. I like Trump standing up and going to National Prayer Day and going to the pro-life march and getting the, you know, the IRS off the back of churches. That was all good. But Paula White feeds into Trump's Oprah Winfrey secret stuff he's been into since Oprah even promoted that. He was into it when he was a kid. He's talked about it, this believe it and it's going to happen thing. And sure, being optimistic is great if you have the right tools, the right goal. But here she is likening him to Jesus. This was not very popular, so they pulled this video off the White House website. Here it is.
Jesus taught us so many lessons through his death, burial, and resurrection. He showed us great leadership. Great transformation requires great sacrifice. And Mr. President, no one has paid the price like you have paid the price. It almost cost you your life. You were betrayed and arrested and falsely accused. It's a familiar pattern that our Lord and Savior showed us. But it didn't end there for him, and it didn't end there for you. God always had a plan. On the third day, he rose, he defeated evil, he conquered death, hell, and the grave. And because he rose, we all know that we can rise. And sir, because of his resurrection, you rose up. Because he was victorious, you were victorious. And I believe that the Lord said to tell you this, because of his victory, you will be victorious in all you put your hand to. Amen. Because God is with you and God is using you to defeat evil, to restore families, to awaken the church, to harvest the nations, and to bring a worldwide revival. So I'm going to ask something. Would you all stand and just, if you're comfortable, stretch your hand towards our president? And even if Reverend Graham, you'd like to lay hands on him and Pastor Robert. And just come in agreement with me. For 2 Chronicles 7:14 declares, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. So today we humble ourselves and we seek you, Lord Jesus. You declared in Proverbs 14:34 that it said the righteousness exalts a nation. So we declare righteousness over America.
Well, in my view, and I'm not going to judge people's faith, and I love hearing Christ being talked about. I think this is a manipulation of American Christians. I don't know if Trump's part of that, but I just, here's Trump. First, let's do Franklin Graham talking about how Trump's fighting evil. Let's go to clip 5.
Let us pray. Father, you tell us in the book of Esther that the Persians, the Iranians, were wanting to kill every Jew, woman, child, and do it all in one day.
I thought they wanted to be liberated and were our buddies. Esther. No, every Iranian's bad now.
To save the Jewish people. Father, we thank you. Today, the Iranians, the wicked regime of this government, wants to kill every Jew and destroy them with an atomic fire. But you have raised
Iran's up... Iran's one of the only Muslim countries that has a big Jewish population.
You've raised him up for such a time as this. And And Father, we pray that you'll give him victory.
Yes.
Father, we pray for our military, that you'd watch over, protect them.
Yes.
Father, we pray for the people of Iran who want freedom to be set free from these Islamic lunatics. Father, we thank
Lindsey Graham openly has been funding
your son, Jesus Christ, who came to this
we
earth.
We just put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria.
That he died and shed his blood on a cross for our sins, that he was buried. He took our sins to the grave.
All right.
But you raised him to
comment life. On that. There you go. Here is Trump, clip six, a special Passover message from the Oval Office. Here you go.
To our wonderful Jewish American community and to Jews celebrating in Israel and around the world this week, I want to wish you a very happy Passover. Over 3,000 years ago, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob delivered the ancient Israelites out of slavery and brought them into the promised land. It was an amazing period of time, just like today we have an amazing period of time. The journey started with faith in God's word, and it ended with a miraculous march through the Red Sea and an astounding exodus out of Egypt. The world has never been the same. This week, we recall this ancient proof of God's faithfulness and are reminded that with true faith, eternal hope, and the power of prayer, nothing can stop the people of God. As Jewish families and loved ones gather together for Seder dinner, we ask that God will continue to watch over the Jewish people and that he may continue to preserve and protect the United States of America for generations to come. Our country is doing better than it has ever done. I am very happy to report. Happy Passover.
All right. So on the surface, you know, that's nice. I'm not against Trump doing that. But you learn the Pentagon's telling the troops that this is Armageddon and we're going to trigger it. The mullahs think that, too. And a bunch of people pushing this in Israel think that. But they all think they're bringing forward some different Messiah. Well, God tells you in the Bible, I read the passage a few days ago, anybody telling you that they know when it's going to happen or they're going to make it happen is not doing good. So I wouldn't sit here and pretend like you know what God's timetable is on this. Pretty shocking stuff. You know, they've gone from demonizing Christianity and everything to now, oh, it's Christianity, but it's this new brand that is a religious war. And that's what we see happening here. Meanwhile, we're putting the head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria and Israel funded Hamas. We'll be right back with our number two. Stay with us, Carl Sarver. You don't want to miss it.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.